Alex.
What?
You know what this is?
This is our podcast.
Yes, it is. And it's episode number what?
187?
Yeah, that's right.
What episode, an unremarkable number.
Episode 187. You know what 187 means, Alice?
What?
That means homicide.
Oh!
Boom! 187.
Not unremarkable.
We're out here murdering your ears. We're murdering your ears, y'all. We're assassinating your mind. We're executing your oral facilities. These are good sound effects, Alice. Way to go. But this is serious business because we're massacring your olfactory senses. Wait, olfactory smell, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm going to cut that last one. We're slaughtering your eardrums. That's not... Why did you just bah for eardrums?
Would you have me, you know, simulate a school shooting or what?
Oh my God! This is Doug.
Why don't they call it slofter? And what about
and
lauder?
This is going terribly. Once again, Canada has promised us something awesome and underdelivered.
So guess what?
Nah.
But I've been sitting...
See you later, everyone.
I've been sitting on some big news.
Yeah, you have.
That I haven't told you. I wanted to save it for the podcast.
Oh, literally, it wasn't a euphemism. Okay, what? What's up?
What?
What's the big news?
Well, I won something.
Oh?
And I've been...
The lottery?
No. The thing is, I feel like I've been pretty lucky like this calendar year because I won that ukulele from Lanikai Ukuleles last summer. But that was... with some skill.
Are you going to tell me what you won?
I won a tattoo.
You won a tattoo. All right.
Right? So this local tattoo artist and musician, Hannah Evelyn Jones, she put out like a tattoo giveaway where she had like a series of designs that mm-hmm. people could choose from. And we had to like follow her and share her posts. And, you know, pick one of the designs and tag a friend and all that stuff. And out of 500 submissions, I won.
Ah, congratulations. Good for you. What is it?
Well, oh, should it be a surprise? Well,
this is an audio medium.
Yeah, that's true.
People are, you could do it now or later and nobody will ever
yeah.
be able to see it.
Yeah. Well, out of some of the designs, there was this house with legs. And I think it reminds me of the Wizard of Oz house with the witch and her legs underneath.
Oh, the legs are underneath it.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought the house had legs. I thought that's what you were saying.
I mean, kind of. It's two-dimensional.
Well, the Wizard of Oz house, someone was smashed underneath the house.
Yeah. But it could look like that anyway, 2D. But it also reminds me of Alice in Wonderland, like when she gets so big that she takes up a whole house. And so, house with legs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I figure, you know, I've never gotten a tattoo before because I can never decide on anything. And so I figured I'd enter this contest. And if I won, it's a sign.
You believe in signs?
Of course, yes.
Oh.
All the time.
Oh. Okay. I never knew that about you. Well, congratulations on your victory.
Yeah. Like, there were some other patterns, like flowers. And there was a funny possum that was screaming.
These are weird things to have on your body forever. A screaming possum.
It's a funny possum. You know, it's the possum that's, like, screaming at life.
Uh-huh. Why is he screaming at life?
Because he's stressed out, just like all of us.
Oh. Yeah, it sucks to be a possum sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You're just out there trying to dig around in garbage. You got dogs barking at you. People are always scared of you, even though you're kind of sweet.
And they don't ever know whether you're an opossum or a possum.
It's true. I don't remember the difference. There's a difference, right?
I don't know.
Okay. Case in point. Sorry, screaming possums. You deserve to scream. You deserve to scream. Well, when's your tattoo happening?
Like, this week.
Wow. That's crazy. Where's it going to be?
At, oh gosh, I forget the studio.
Nope.
That she
nope.
works at.
Nobody. People only care where it is on you, Alice. Nobody's.
I'll find out where she tattoos and I'll tell everyone and be like.
Sure. Sure.
Well, part of the stipulations was that it can only be like 3 to 6 inches and only arms and legs. So I think I'll get it on my forearm or something.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You went very visible with the very first one.
That's always where I've wanted.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Super cool.
Is it going to hurt? I mean, it's like so many people get them, right? It can't possibly be that painful. Oh, no.
Should probably do some research on this. I couldn't tell you.
But there's numbing cream. But then it's like, why doesn't everyone use numbing cream? It should be fine.
Most creams are pretty nummy. Oh, you said numbing. Sorry. I was like, ooh, whipped cream. Bavarian cream. Oh, these are all nummy creams.
Maybe I should be slurping on some Bavarian cream as this is happening.
Don't be gross, Alice.
Okay.
Well, cool. Speaking of Bavarian cream and other nummy things, how about a second installment of New York City? You can't. That wasn't synced up at all.
I didn't mean it to. I was a callback. I was a call and response.
Call and response. Well, that was a horrible call and response.
Nuh-uh.
We didn't. Okay. Because you would think I would say New York City.
Amen.
wonderful timing. So New Yum City is where we I look up some
new yums
that are out there in the world. Well, in the city, in the country, in other countries, wherever. And I tell you what I found, Alice.
Mm-hmm.
And truth be told, I made this list before last week's episode. So I haven't looked at it again since then to see if any of these things have had like expired. Like, you know, some of these are limited time offerings out there in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows? It could end at the end of April, and that's today. So you may have to run to the store. Anyway, in soda news, Alice, Parade.com tells me there's a new Dr. Pepper on the market.
What?
Dr. Pepper, creamy coconut.
Ew. Speaking of cream.
What does that mean? Oh, I had already forgotten.
You already forgot about speaking of cream.
So you can sip down.
But you spoke of cream.
I often speak of cream. You're going to have to be more specific of the instances in which I've spoken of cream. So the Dr. Pepper Creamy Coconut, actually, national rollout date was yesterday.
Wow.
April 29th. It had popped up here and there. But the full rollout was yesterday. It's called, quote, a one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper blended with creamy, toasted coconut flavor.
When did everything start having flavors? Like,
right?
For 50 years, it was just the same recipe, and then suddenly everything needs to be flavored.
Right.
I mean, I love it.
Oh, okay. Like there was Coca-Cola, Dr. Pepper, Mountain Dew, and it's like, okay, these things are what they are.
Mm-hmm.
And all of them had to have, oh, no, I'm grape mm-hmm. Coca-Cola, you know, or something like
that. Yikes. But I love that strawberries and cream Dr. Pepper. Are all of theirs going to be creamy?
Oh.
I feel like that works with their aesthetic, their 23 flavors.
Raspberry and cream
sarsaparilla.
Dr. Pepper. Sarsaparilla.
Sarsaparilla.
And cream, Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Babies and cream.
What?
Canaries and cream, Dr. Pepper. Also, I just misread this one on my list. So I'm going to tell you what it's actually called. It's called Sprite Chill. And it's a cherry lime Sprite. But what I just misread it as was Sprite Chili. And that made me excited. Again, I wrote this list a little over a week ago.
That's a kick.
I could go for some Sprite chili. A refreshing lemon lime chili goodness.
Caliente.
Muy caliente. In the fast food world, Alice, if you go to Subway, you ever go to Subway?
No.
Okay.
You know, maybe, who would?
Maybe you will now. Because according to fastfoodclub.com, Subway now has foot-long dippers.
What?
I got a foot-long dipper for you.
I know. Doesn't that sound just wretched?
So it's the ingredients and the cheese melted inside of a rolled-up lavash bread.
Lavash.
I call it lavash. You don't know. Is it really lavash?
I think so.
My apologies to our Jewish community. It is Jewish, right?
I don't know.
My apologies to to whoever's community it actually is. If it's not Jewish, I've covered everything. I discovered lavash bread a few years ago, and I started eating everything with it.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mind trying this. So you can get pepperoni and cheese, chicken and cheese, or double cheese. just rolled up.
Wait, so it's rolled up? Is it sealed?
Yeah. I mean, I guess.
You dip it in something?
You can dip it in whatever you want to dip. That's a really good question. I guess I didn't look up that part. It is called a foot-long dipper.
And it is a foot long?
Come on, Doug. Yeah.
Hmm. So you, so it's a long stick of a thing, and then you dip it and eat it and dip it and eat it, so they're not nuggets?
I'm getting so turned on right now. You said they're not nuggets. No, it's one thing. I guess you could break it up, and then it'd be like nuggets.
How thick is it?
Wouldn't you like to know?
I would.
Subway also now has, depending on the Subway you go to, they have foot-long Cinnabon churros.
What?
Right?
Cinnabon is partnering with Subway.
You know it.
So basic.
They're not the only ones, Alice.
Partnering with Subway?
Yes, because Subway, depending on the Subway you go to, they also now have foot-long Auntie Anne's pretzels.
What? So just a pretzel rod?
Yeah, just a long pretzel
rod. But a soft.
Long
pretzel. But yonder window breaks.
They also have foot-long chocolate chip cookies.
What? Like a rod? A chocolate? Like a cookie dough rod?
Yeah, everything's... It's not going to be a foot in diameter of a round chocolate chip cookie.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like...
Well, that's just a great American cookie, a cookie cake.
Oh, that is just a cookie cake, isn't mm-hmm. it? Minus the frosting and whatnot, I suppose. So that's the world of Subway right now. Who cares about their sandwiches?
So they're all long rods.
They're embracing the foot long.
The foot long.
Let me ask you this, Alice. If you could have any food that you enjoy be a foot long, tell me a food you'd like to be a foot long.
Well, the first thing that came to mind is a sushi roll, but those can be a foot long. They're just cut up.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind eating it the roll-wise. You know?
Oh, just pick it up like
yeah.
a burrito
yeah.
and just go to town?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll dip it in some soy sauce and wasabi.
I thought you... So it'd be a foot long dipper for you.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were going to say... vegan hot dogs.
No, I wouldn't want a foot long of those.
Alice lives off of vegan hot dogs every day.
And they're not necessarily healthier.
Yeah. They're just not animals.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't even heat them up. You don't cook them at all. You take them out of the refrigerator the way they are.
It's pretty bad. Yeah.
Yeah, the opposite. The opposite of the way God intended. He's up there with his arms crossed, just looking at you like, it's meant to be cooked. Also meant to be a pig. At least.
Even though I probably eat a foot long's length at a time, I wouldn't want one that's so long. Like, it wouldn't fit in the refrigerator.
You got a short refrigerator.
How do?
How do? Checkers.com, also known as Rallies. Checkies. Oh, Checky. Rallies and Checkers now has Buford Bites, Alice. Buford
Bites. So things are getting smaller.
Oh, some things are getting smaller. Mm. So it's like a little burger. It's beef, cheese, dill pickle pieces, and ketchup stuffed into bite-sized crunch coating.
Oh, like one of those White Castle bites.
Yeah. These are like tiny little empanadas.
Mm. Yeah, so little, bigger than yeah. like a pizza pizza roll.
Mm.
Yeah, those White Castle ones are the size of pizza rolls.
Yes.
And they're delicious.
Have you guys had that? That's not a new thing, but oh my goodness.
It's just Yum City.
What are they called?
The amen. White Castle.
Yum City, amen. That'll be the new thing for...
I have to respond to my own call.
I'm sorry. I'm in now. Next time you say New Yum City, you'll get an amen from
New Yum City.
Amen. Test me. What are those White Castle things called?
I don't know.
They're in your local freezer section, maybe, if you're lucky.
Mm.
They're hard to find, but they're shaped like pizza rolls, and they're super tasty.
Yes.
Speaking of White Castle.
But what's in the Buford?
Beef, cheese, dill pickle pieces, and ketchup.
Sorry, I missed that.
That's okay. speaking of White Castle, blog.cheapism.com reports that White Castle has a new chicken slider.
What?
It's a chicken bacon ranch slider, Alice.
Mm.
If that tickles your...
I do like a ranch. When it's not a dressing. When it's ranch sauce, it's good.
Alice claims there is a difference.
There is.
I believe you. I just don't know the difference.
Well, ranch dressing is usually cold.
Is ranch... What is it called? Sauce?
Yeah. Ranch sauce is usually hot.
What?
Because it's on a chicken.
Oh, that sounds gross.
It's on a chicken bacon. It's not hot. It's like warm.
Okay.
Room temperature. But dressing goes on a salad, and that's usually cold.
Mm, that's true. That's true. You could put hot chicken on a salad.
That's true.
And then would you use ranch dressing or sauce?
Oh, my God.
These are the tough questions.
I think I'd use a vinaigrette.
Finally, in the fast food world, you'd use a ranch vinaigrette. I don't think that's... Oh, a nice ranch vinaigrette. Taco John's has a taco pizza now.
What?
This is a 10-inch crust with refried beans, seasoned beef, cheese, fiesta sauce, tortilla chips, lettuce, and tomato.
That's a lot happening.
Yeah, it is. And I want it so hard. When can we get
it? So it's cheese and then all that stuff on top?
It's a crust with refried beans, seasoned beef, and then cheese, fiesta sauce, tortilla chips, lettuce, and tomatoes.
Goodness, this sounds kind of like that stuffed pizza we had in St. Louis.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
You tell people about that?
What was that
place
called?
This is the food episode. Again, that would be Press Pizza,
Alice.
Oh,
my God, it was so good.
Yeah. They stuff a bunch of ingredients inside, so it's sort of like a panini or a calzone, but it's not. And then they put more toppings on the top.
Yeah. So it's like a Chicago and Neapolitan style pizza.
Yeah, it's vanilla, strawberry, chocolate.
Gross.
With the sauce.
Everybody leaves a strawberry left over.
Yeah, F that S.
But the dough is light, like it's not like a heavy pizza crust.
That's true. It was really good.
We had one that was called the Big Mac. That was their specialty flavor.
That's true.
And it tasted so much like a Big Mac. Mm-hmm. And I haven't even had a Big Mac in like 20 years.
Yeah, but you could tell. Like when you're eating it, you could be like, wait.
This tastes like my childhood.
I was hesitant to order it because it's a kind of a pricey place. And I was like, man, if it tastes like a Big Mac, then that means I just spent $20 on a Big Mac. But luckily you were into trying it too. So you helped me get over that hump.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so good.
Yeah.
Stupid God. So if you're in St. Louis, hit up Pressed.
No, just Press.
Press. Sorry. If you find a place called Pressed, go there too. It's probably, they'll do your laundry or whatever. In cereal news, Alice, there's a new Cinnamon Toast Crunch waffle cereal.
What?
Yeah. Because I know how much you love Waffle Crisp.
Yeah.
So, Cinnamon Toast Crunch waffle cereal sounds like what you need in your life.
Yeah, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it's just setting me up for disappointment. It's gonna be like a churro. It's gonna cut up the roof of my mouth. It's got all that grainy cinnamon sugar on it.
Why don't you be open to something? You'll be open to something changing your life, okay? You'll try it though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I'm already getting a tattoo. It's already going to change my life.
It is. It is going to change your life. I'm going to be nervous around it for a while.
Why?
I'm not a tattoo person. So for a little bit, I'm going to be like, I'm going to hold the other hand. I'll get used to it. I'm just being honest with you. I'll get used to it over time. But for a while, I'll be like, eh.
What if you don't see it and...
It's going to be so prominent. It's on the forearm.
Yeah, but what if you're on the other side of me and you don't see it?
You're just going to surprise me with it so I won't even know you went to get it?
No. It's like if you're holding my hand, you don't see the other side of my arm. And okay. Then suddenly you'll be startled and be like, ah! And then you'll let me go. And I'll feel so rejected.
I'll be the cat that sees the cucumber behind him.
Yes.
Ah!
Ah! House with legs!
Where'd that come from? What does it mean? Is it squashing her?
Yes.
Or is she walking around?
Yes.
Or is she inside of it?
Yes.
I hate it so much, but I'll grow to appreciate
sure,
it.
Sure.
Honesty's important, and I love you, and I'll grow to be okay with it. I will.
I debated whether to tell you the news on the podcast.
Yeah. If I've been a little awkward since then, it was some jarring news.
There wasn't a good opportunity in the past.
It's like telling you,
2 weeks.
Telling you I'm gonna grow a third leg. Like, you'd be like, I don't know about that, but I'll get used to it.
It'll have two legs actually. The house.
Cool. Snackolator from Instagram has
told
me.
Where do you find all these websites?
I search the internet. I go on the internet. There's a www.
The what?
www and then like google.com will help.
Ow!
Did you just hit your face on the mic?
No, I had a snort that like hurt my throat.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Yeah!
Cocaine. It's crazy.
Whoa.
Anyway, Snackolator on Instagram has reported that coming in June, it's General Mills birthday cake loaded cereal.
Why does everything have to be flavors of everything?
Birthday cake flavor with vanilla cream filling.
What's the regular cereal? What is it of?
So, General Mills has started making loaded cereals.
Oh.
We had one of them. I forget what it was.
I thought that was a Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I think it was Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Yeah, yeah. So they have several of those. I think there's like a Trix, loaded Trix.
Gross. I hate Trix.
We're trying to get some sponsors here, Alice. General Mills is going to be upset. General Mills.
General Mills.
And this one's just birthday cake. I guess they're loading it with vanilla cream filling. Because that's what we need for breakfast.
Right.
It's cake. You want to hear something else we need for breakfast?
Okay.
Another cereal?
Yeah.
Crumble cereal.
What's that full of?
C-R-U-M-B-L. You might recognize the name.
Oh, like crumble cookies?
Yep, that's the one.
How? How? Like crumble cookies are so dense already. How do you stuff that into something else?
I'll stuff it into something foot long, baby. That's from Kellogg's. There's a chocolatey chip cookie flavor is the one that I've seen.
How is this cereal?
I don't know. I mean, Cookie Crisp has been around forever.
That's true.
Somehow.
It's like as a kid, maybe we didn't question it. Like why we're eating so many sweets for breakfast.
I hardly question it now, girl. I always thought, I have some views.
Views.
And this is someone who does not eat healthy, but if you intend to, okay?
To really add some vegan dogs to your diet.
Foot long, baby. Foot long. My views on some things are thus. For breakfast, your breakfast foods should be like ham and eggs and things of that nature. Bacon. Etc.
Animal fats.
Sure. Yeah. Fruits even. Whatever.
Oh, fruit.
And then I don't know what.
I've never seen you eat a fruit in your life. In my life.
What would a breakfast vegetable be?
Potatoes. But potatoes are hardly a vegetable.
You're right. Or beans if you're in England, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then breakfast dessert could be like a small bowl of cereal, a donut, a pancake, something of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
And so you wouldn't necessarily have it at every meal. It'd just be like a treat sometimes because you don't have dessert at every dinner.
Mm.
Well, you're right. We should. We should.
I like to have my dessert before dinner, too.
And as do I. And then also I think that that like sodas should be part of the dessert process.
Wow.
Of dinner. Like I don't think we should be drinking soda with our dinner. That's a sweet thing. That's a dessert item.
So what should we be drinking? Milk?
Water?
Oh.
I guess I don't know what else to drink. I usually drink water during dinner. I like to get my taste from my food.
Mm.
And then come dessert time, we'll get some cake and some Coca-Cola.
But it's caffeinated. You'll be up all night.
There's a 15-minute difference between dinner and dessert. What does it matter when? Like,
if you drink caffeine too late, you can't get to sleep, bud.
Call me bud. Don't you ever call me bud. While we were at Walmart recently, this is one more cereal. This is out in the field, New Yum City.
You can't just be making jingles left and right.
Amen. Look, you didn't remember it this time. Alice and I found...
Oh, yeah.
Alice and I found Cheerios. Ugh. Veggie blends. That's right. We found two flavors. There's one that's apple strawberry. It's made...
Those aren't vegetables.
It's... The next sentence... It's made with spinach, carrot, and sweet potato.
Oh.
Made with a quarter cup of fruit and veggies per serving.
That's cute.
Isn't it? The other flavor it was blueberry banana.
That's not vegetable.
Also made with spinach, carrot,
Why
and sweet potato.
Why do you pause so long? You just set me up.
Somehow we didn't buy these. Like... I want to try it.
I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot long.
You just got done saying that cereal isn't a breakfast or something. Well, that was me. That was me.
Amen.
Elsewhere in retail, here's a big one at Walmart only, Alice. Everything bagel with cream cheese flavored.
So much. Dr. Pepper?
Cup of noodles.
Oh my gosh! That sounds... Yeah, I try that.
You try that?
It sounds so fun.
It sounds weird. Everything bagel with cream cheese flavored cup of noodles.
Wow.
I don't doubt that it could be good, but who thought of doing it?
Right?
Like, you know what this somewhat Asian meal needs? To taste like my breakfast.
It's very everything, everywhere, all at once.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Asian foods.
Tell me about Asian food, Alice.
We went to Tanuki Mart.
Oh, yes. Tanuki Mart in Evansville, Indiana.
Yeah.
Hit it up.
It's a Japanese grocery store that's apparently been open for like 5 months, but I have never heard about it. Like, they are where Albert's used to be on East Virginia, the health food place.
It's very specific to people who live in Evansville.
That's most of our listenership.
I've never heard of, what is it?
Albert's.
Albert's. Yeah. Okay.
Well, it's been gone for a bit.
Sounds like a Muppet.
Sure.
Yeah.
But like they don't have a lit up sign yet.
That's true.
So I've never seen it when driving by there. But it's a little grocery store full of Japanese goods. And they also had other flavored cup noodles as well. Not that brand, but like ramens. Didn't you find one that was like ghost pepper?
I sure did. And it was a black noodle. It was a black noodle and it was ghost pepper chicken.
There was some stuff from Momofuku there.
I'd never heard of...
Mama fuck you.
That's what it looks like. I grab this package and I go to Alice. And I'm like, how do you say this? And it's M-O, what is it?
M-O-M-O.
M-O-M-O-F-U-K-U.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mama. The rest of that. I say, oh, how do you say this? And she's like, Momofuku. Or however
it's,
you say it.
It's a luxury restaurant brand.
You knew exactly what it was. And I guess that's probably somebody's name, so I'm sorry for Mr. or Ms. Momu.
It was actually founded by a Chinese chef named David Chang.
How the frick? She's not even, she has no notes. She's not looking at her phone. This was not a planned discussion.
Yeah. No, I read this on a package of noodles.
That's where I get most of my information, too.
Not move over cereal boxes. We're reading our daily news from
if only they had mazes, you know, that I'd be in heaven.
Noodles are a maze.
That's so stupid.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I was picturing you cook your noodles. So the next step is lay your noodles out on a sheet and put your little piece at one end and try to get to the other. Once you've made it, it's time to eat.
Is my little piece my mouth? Why don't you shut your little piece?
You know what your little piece is. Foot long, baby.
What?
Foot long.
Oh, like a chopstick.
Yeah. Sorry, we've been watching a lot of Celebrity Family Feud and everything that's remotely dirty. I keep turning to Steve Harvey. Yeah, he has two different reactions to dirty things, Alice. One, he freezes up and his face acts like he's never heard of this dirty thing ever before, even though the question obviously sets it up. And he freezes like the censors are on to him and the show's going to get canceled. And his other reaction to dirty things is just full lean in, complete horn dog mode. I wonder how he decides. It'll be like things you put in your butt. And then Alice would be like,
enema?
Enema. Okay, that's an answer. Ding, that's up there. Good. But then Alice would be like,
Benoit balls?
And that's where Steve would probably have the blank face. But then you would say like, your spouse, Steve. And then Steve would say, yeah. Oh, my girl. What were we talking about?
New yums.
I have some new yums from other countries, so we don't get to enjoy these, Alice.
Oh, no.
Are you ready? Snackolator, once again from Instagram, reports that Wendy's in Canada has a new white chocolate strawberry frosty.
Ooh.
Yeah, white chocolate strawberry. It's a vanilla frosty with strawberry syrup and white chocolate curls.
So it's just a vanilla?
Yep.
I was going to say, let's go to Canada, but yeah. I don't think that's worth it.
Yeah. Once again, Canada has promised us something awesome and under-delivered.
When have they done that before?
Every time. Bieber? Huh? Bieber?
Oh, God.
Just kidding. I don't know anything about Bieber. I'm sorry.
Ryan Reynolds.
I couldn't breathe. If anything, Canada has over-delivered. With our Lord and Savior, Mr. Ryan Reynolds. You jerk. Also, McDonald's in Canada, Alice. McDonald's in Canada has a new remix menu, which remixes already existing menu items. And this is one of my favorite things that's ever happened in this world. Because they'll take items already on the menu and they'll mix them up. Such as the Sweet Chili Junior Chicken. So that's, it adds shredded lettuce, sweet chili sauce, and a mayo-style sauce to a McChicken.
Oh.
Okay.
That seems like a snack wrap.
Okay.
So they're making it into a sandwich.
Okay. The second one is a chicken cheeseburger.
What?
It's exactly what it sounds like.
Ew. Wait, so there's a beef burger there too?
Yep, it's the beef burger and it's the chicken both on there. Here you go.
Oh my gosh, that's ungodly.
Enjoy your chicken cheeseburger. And next up... Surf and Turf Burger.
Ooh. Cheeseburger and fish filet?
Yep.
My God. I want that.
That's a double cheeseburger with a fish filet.
Oh, my God. Canadians are crazy.
What's beautiful is you can just order this stuff and put it together yourself.
You're right. Let's do it.
Okay. And
what about...
Yeah, go on,
a
please. A chicken apple pie. So you're... You're shoving the chicken inside of the pie?
Yes. So there's apple in there, too. Don't people use apples as topping for meats? ham sometimes, I guess. But, you know, like in those TV dinners, there's always a side of apples.
There is. That's real weird, right?
Oh.
Oh, sorry. No, I like fried apples. They're good.
Oh, yeah, fried apples. That's what they are.
Okay. You wouldn't take the apple pie and just put it on the chicken sandwich?
No, that's crazy, okay, Doug.
You're right. What was I thinking? Finally, the last remix item I saw was the Apple Pie McFlurry.
What?
Nah, you thought.
Wait, is it real?
The Apple Pie McFlurry.
Oh, it is real.
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to suggest that, but in my head, it was a McFlurry inside the pie. It makes no sense.
Stop trying to put everything inside the pie. You can't just keep shoving stuff inside the pie.
Wait, okay, so.
Let the pie be an
additive.
This is
a McFlurry with bits of apple pie in it?
Yes, okay. Yes. Okay.
That's a little more.
You try to stick.
Doable.
You try to stick wet ice cream inside of a pie. An apple pie. What a weird thing to do. Okay, lastly, the last thing from this episode of New Yum City.
Oh, okay.
We're done with McDonald's. We're done with Canada. We're moving on to Krispy Kreme.
Done with Canada. Krispy Kreme?
Krispy Kreme in the Philippines, Alice.
Ooh.
Philippines Krispy Kreme has introduced cheese-filled dough snacks. So these are shaped like donuts. They are topped with white chocolate and crushed cheddar jalapeno Cheetos,
what?
Nacho cheese Doritos, or sour cream and onion Ruffles. There are three different flavors.
But all of them have white chocolate?
Yes.
Gross!
Oh, you're not on that? You're not into that? If we took the whole thing and shoved it inside an apple pie, you'd be in.
Yes! But I was expecting it to be like a mild cheese, not like nacho cheese, because that's so bold. But like the cream cheese foam from bubble tea places. It's like a very light kind of cheese.
A cream cheese. What was it? A cream cheese foam from what?
Bubble tea places.
A happy National Bubble Tea Day, by the
way. Wow. Yay.
That's organic right there.
That is. Do they mean national as in Taiwan where it originated or...
I didn't look into it that much. I do minimal research. I'm like, what's national? It's also National Military Brats Day, if you want that on. Yeah.
My God.
National Raisin Day. You want to shove that in an apple pie? What do you want? What do you want from me, Alice?
Raisins and apples.
No, doesn't need to happen. It's also National Hairstylist Appreciation Day. Alice, you got new hair.
Uh-oh.
It's just the same hair, but you say, uh-oh.
Yeah, it's a dark blue again.
Woo!
But I might be transitioning out. Stay tuned.
Okay. Everyone will be sitting on pins and needles. I assume I'll find out right here like the rest of you. She doesn't tell me anything.
But oh my goodness, I did get another update from one of my service providers.
Okay.
My dentist is in network. For my new school insurance. Somehow.
Yay.
Like,
okay.
I searched Bradley Bath. I searched Crosspoint Dental, which I guess is the official name.
Sure.
Of the place, but they didn't show up on this new Paramount Dental Insurance. So I emailed them, you know, from their website, like explaining, my new insurance won't cover you. Thanks for all the help you've given in the past 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah. And I even put, like, thanks for the attention you paid to my teeth, as well as my creative endeavors. Because every time I go there, they'll ask me about my plays and stuff.
Okay. As well as my creative endeavors.
Yeah, like, do they keep notes about their patients like that? And they just check them, you know, prior to them coming in.
I think maybe.
Well, sure, like, if you were thinking, like, in a therapy office, that would be helpful. But, like, this is the dentist.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. And so they called me, and they had left a message I hadn't picked up. But they called me saying, we are in network. And, you know, I thought, like, should I call them back, or should I try this clean break? You know, just to try something new.
Clean break. You were so thankful for them.
Yes, I was, but it's like 12, 13 years.
Who are you going to find who pats you around and says,
pats you
there
around.
You go, princess. Great job, sport. Way to go, champ. How you been doing, doll? You know? He gives you all the cool nicknames. Hey there, baby lumps.
What?
What?
We were talking about food. And that reminded me of another communal fridge gaffe that I may have committed.
All right, tell it to me.
But I don't think I committed a gaffe.
Go on.
So one day, someone brought in a bunch of Girl Scout cookies. Like Thin Mints and the Caramel D-Lights.
Yes.
You know, the works.
Sure.
And then the next day, when I was going to get my freezer foods, I noticed a roll of Thin Mints in the freezer. And I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, they know to do that, to make it crisp and cold.
Sure, sure, sure. That's what one does. Yeah. I've heard.
And I assumed that was a communal roll of Thin Mints put in the freezer.
Why would you make that assumption?
There was no name on it. And it was like a whole roll.
Uh-huh.
So it was like the person took out a roll from the cookies they brought and just put some in the freezer.
Okay, okay. You don't think they were just trying to keep a little bit frozen at a time to not use up too much space or anything? Go on, go on, go on.
Well, I thought it was, you know, still to share, so I took some.
Mm-hmm.
And then like the next
week. Was it already
week,
open?
Yes, it was already open.
Okay.
And then the next week, I went back and there were the same amount left. So then I assumed that the original owner wasn't eating them.
So you took the rest?
Yeah.
You took the rest?
Yeah, no one was eating them.
Alice.
No one was eating them.
Okay, okay. You know what I think happened? I don't want to make you feel bad.
You always want to make me feel
but
bad.
Also, it'll be funny if I do. What I think happened is that they put their Thin Mints in the freezer and they thought, oh, put my Thin Mints in here. And then later on, whenever it was, they came back and they saw a different amount of Thin Mints in there. Mm. And they thought, oh, I thought I put some Thin Mints in here too. I must have forgotten to do that.
Well, they didn't put a new roll in there.
Well, yeah.
So you think they thought it was someone else's?
Yes.
That's right. They were mine. Because I was the only one appreciating that they were there.
You just steal everything.
You come up in my freezer.
Foot long, baby. Foot long. Ow! Yeah.